Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get to talk and visit with and reintroduce you to for I don't know how many times now, our good friend Karen Kerrigan. Nobody works harder for small business on the planet than she does. President and founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Even when she and I don't always agree on everything, which is very rare, I still admire her so much. Karen, thank you for being here. Thanks for the hard work that you did on this Jobs Act. You've been working hard. You've been working so hard you're a little grumpy.
Thanks, Jim.
I'm proud of you.
I'll take that as a congratulations.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You only abuse the ones you love, Karen. You know that. Hey, today is a momentous anniversary day, and I can't believe nobody is celebrating this. This is the second anniversary of the signing of what's come to be known as Obamacare. And you would think that there would be fireworks and marching bands and ponies and everything in at the White House in Washington today. But there's not much going on.
You know, there isn't. And I think, you know, the bottom line is this was not popular when it passed. And it continues to get more unpopular because it fundamentally the administration really couldn't, I mean, everyone wanted to know how this bill would cut health insurance costs, help cut health coverage costs. And no one believed that would happen. And here we are 2 years later, and it hasn't happened.
No.
So from a small business perspective,
in fact, it's gotten uglier. It's gotten uglier, and it's fallen apart more than anything I've ever seen.
Health insurance premiums continue to increase. They don't have more choice in the marketplace. They have less. You know, the tax credit did not live up to its billing, and we said that from the beginning, that very few businesses have been able to benefit from that. And it just did not have the type of and now you're getting all the reports of the amount of, you know, billions and billions and billions in new spending that will have to take place.
Cost is essentially doubled from what was originally said, according to the CBO.
Exactly. And
from about 900 billion to almost $2 trillion.
And that was because of some gimmicks in the original legislation that we pointed out that, you know, look at these, this is just not the truth, you know, in terms of how much this will cost. So, yeah, I didn't see all the balloons and, you know, at the post of the White House.
Apparently, some member of the administration is going to be tweeting about it this afternoon. But you know, Karen, when this thing first hit, when it was signed, I made the statement and on the show, and I think I even wrote about it. I think I even put it in ink that this is not about health care reform. This is about gaining control. That's all this is about. And the reason I said that, I wasn't the expert on it that you guys are. But I could just see how it was put together and the way they were talking about it, that this was not about reform, it was about control. And now that we've seen how the various components have been proven to be invalid or to be erroneous or to be maybe unconstitutional, we'll know that. The Supreme Court's literally hearing this an unprecedented number of days next week. It may be unconstitutional. It's all falling apart. It's clear that the way they threw this together was never about well-thought-out reform. It was all about just getting control somehow. What do you think?
Well, I agree. It's all about mandates and taxes, you know, telling people what they can or can't do, telling companies what they can or can't do, you know, telling individuals and small business owners, you know, what type of health coverage they need to have in order to be acceptable. So it's all about, you know, about that. Mandates from Washington, command and control, really socialized medicine, Jim. And
this IPAB thing, this independent board of, or IBAD, or whatever it's called, this independent board of advisors that will be deciding.
The independent patient advisory board.
There you go.
Right. Yeah, that, boy, you know, otherwise known as the death panels, right?
Well, they're the ones who are going to ration care if the costs start going above, getting out of hand on Medicare. And the thing is, we already know that that's going to happen. So they're going to tell you how much, whether you can have care or not one day.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're unelected.
And the House did repeal, you know, the IPAB, provision as they have been, you know, gutting parts of this little by little, in addition to repealing, you know, all of Obama's, you know, care early in the congressional session. But, you know, next they're going to take up the employer mandate, the individual mandate, you know, and just sort of tackle this.
Karen, I got to wrap it up. Be sure to give us your website one more time, please.
You bet. SBECouncil.org. Please visit, sign up for e-news, get more information.
And support them with your finances, with some contributions. They can use it to help fight the good fight for you and me. Thanks, Karen. Good job. Good job this week. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Karen Kerrigan, folks. She'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.